All right, we'll go ahead and continue with USC coach Steve Sarkisian. Trojans are home hosting Fresno State this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Thank you. To ask coach a question, please press star one. Our first question is from the line of Adrian Leeser with 1280 The Zone.
Coach, this Jared Shaw story is taking the nation by storm, really, giving a lot of people an inside look at just what type of person he really is. Would you please share your thoughts on that situation and the type of kid Jared Shaw is?
First of all, it's Josh Shaw, not Jared.
I'm sorry, I knew that, Josh, yeah.
Secondly, I'm going to refrain from just talking about the situation itself. I will say that Josh has never given us any indication not to believe his story. He's been a kid of very high character for us. He's a team leader, elected team captain, and I have no reason not to believe him. Now, we did receive some calls that question the validity of his story, which we are vetting, and we're doing our due diligence, on as we speak. And we'll notify the people that need to be notified when we come to a resolution.
Great. And where do you want to see Cody Kessler improve the most this coming year?
Well, I think Cody has a chance to really to step his game up and go to a whole nother level. Generally speaking, a quarterback in his second year starting really starts to see those strides and grow and to get better. You know, Cody is a guy who's very accurate. He's probably a better athlete than people think. He's ultra competitive. I really believe he has a nice grasp of what we're trying to do offensively.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ted Miller with ESPN.com.
Steve, just to clarify, Josh Shaw's story hasn't changed. He's been consistent the whole time.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and I guess to ask about the game on Saturday, how is Fresno State different without Derek Carr behind center and obviously the outstanding receiver they had last year?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of things remain the same. I think they're a very aggressive veteran defense, spearheaded by a tremendous secondary, Darren Smith, All-American candidate, safety, things of that nature. Offensively, you know, where they could be different some is the athleticism of the quarterbacks. The Burrell kid and the Kinnett kid, both of which are athletic, big, strong guys that can run the ball. So that's where I think things could probably change most dramatically of how much they utilize the athleticism of the quarterback.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Cal Kingston with Bleacher Report.
Coach, with Josh out of the lineup, how do you kind of restructure the secondary, especially against a team that last year threw the ball more than anybody in the nation?
Right. It's a good question. I think, first of all, Kevon Seymour is a proven, experienced player for us at the corner spot. One of probably the most improved players that we had from spring practice and then into training camp has been Chris Hawkins, a redshirt freshman at the corner spot. And then this allows for opportunities for some young guys to play at corner, whether it's Adoree Jackson, Jonathan Lockett, Lamont Simmons. So it's not about just the overall numbers of sheer depth, but we will be a little bit inexperienced there, probably a little bit more inexperienced than we would like to be.
And with that change, does that kind of change the plan at all with Sua Cravens? Is he going to see any linebacker action at all?
Plays more of a nickel back for us against some of the spread teams. Obviously, Fresno has some spread principles to what they do. He's a very versatile guy. You'll see him all over the field on special teams and on defense. But he does play both. He plays a nickel position for us as well as a safety spot for us.
And then with Justin Davis, what have you seen from him this offseason? What are you kind of anticipating from him on Saturday?
Well, he's healthy, which is exciting. I thought in our scrimmages when we went to the Coliseum and really turned it loose and let it go live, I thought Justin was very impressive. He ran hard. He ran physical. He caught the ball well out of the backfield. So, I expect him to be a really productive player for us.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Stephen Herbert with City News Service.
Steve, how special or important is Saturday's game to you because it's your first game as a USC coach?
it means a lot. You know, I'm a kid from Southern California. Grew up coming to the Coliseum, going to SC football games, going to Raider games, going to the Olympic Games in 1984. Obviously, being here as an assistant coach for 7 years with Pete. And now to have my opportunity is very humbling. It's an honor. I think of all the great coaches and players that have been here before me, and I just want to make sure I go out and make them very proud.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One more question.
Our next question is from the line of Chris Bonson with Rivals.com.
Hey, Coach. I just want to ask you, I know you heard other stories about what happened with Josh Shaw. I was just wondering if there was something about those stories you heard that would give anyone reason to want to cover it up or hide it or anything like that.
I'm not going to comment on that stuff. As I said, you know, I get a variety of phone calls about numerous issues and different things, and my job is to vet those things, to do my due diligence, and not comment on those things until we're ready to speak on the whole issue.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right, Tark, that'll do it for you. Thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys. That's it.
You bet.